The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara over here says, Mikdana Machlokes Tanoim. Tanya. Omer Rab Shimon says that there were things that he disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. And the Pasuk says, the Gemara brings down the Pasuk that says that there were four fast days that Klai Yisrael fasted, Tzayim Revi, Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Hashviv, Tzayim Wasiri. And the Gemara explains that there's a Machlokes Tanoim, what exactly was the Tzayim Wasiri, the fast of the 10th month. There was a certain day in the 10th month that Klai Yisrael fasted. And the Gemara over here has two opinions. The Gemara brings one opinion, which is how we fast today. We fast on Asar B'Teves, on the 10th day of Teves, because that was the day that Yerushalayim was first surrounded. And then what? The Gemara brings another opinion. The Gemara brings a Shita that says the Tzayim Asiri was not the Asar B'Teves, not the 10th day of Teves. So the Gemara says it's referring to something else. Gemara says, Tzayim Gemara brings down a day over here that says that the fast day was the day that they discovered that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which was the 5th day of Teves after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Gemara has arichas about this. Very interesting, fascinating Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph that discusses this Gemara. And Minchas Chinuch is dealing with a fundamental question. We know that in Eretz Yisrael, all Yom Tovim are one day. The Torah, and the Torah says that every Yom Tov, the Yom Tov lasts for one day. And yet, in Chutz La'aretz, places outside Eretz Yisrael, every Yom Tov is not one day. Practically every Yom Tov is 2 days, with the exception of Yom Kippur, but every other Yom Tov we celebrate 2 days of Yom Tov, one after the next. Why is this? So really it's based on a Gemara later on in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara in Be'ah, and the Gemara says that places that were far away from the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, which is where the Eidim came, and where the Beis Din determined that they should be Mikadosh Rosh Chodesh. And so they would decide then whether what day Rosh Chodesh should be. If Rosh Chodesh should be the 30th day of the month, or if the 30th day belonged to the previous month, and then the next day, the 31st day, would really be the first day of the next month. So for people living far away from Yerushalayim, far away from wherever the Beis Din that decided which day would be Rosh Chodesh, they wouldn't find out what day Rosh Chodesh was. They would always have a suffix. They wouldn't be sure, is Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the month, or is Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day of the month? So some places that would be pretty close to Yerushalayim, so then messengers would come a day or two or 3 days after Rosh Chodesh, and they would know. But there are places that are very far away, even by the time Yom Tov would come, of Yom Tov of Sukkot, or the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is 15 days into the month, the messengers wouldn't have yet reached those areas that were very far away from Yerushalayim. So in these places, because they weren't sure what day was Rosh Chodesh, they would have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. It's called Sveik of the Yom. That's the halacha. So Minchas Chinuch has a question. Minchas Chinuch says, we find when it comes to Yom Tovim that we keep 2 days of Yom Tov because we're not sure which day is Yom Tov. So if that's the case, why is it when it comes to fast days? Do we only fast for one day? The Gemara over here quotes, that we said the Pasuk, that there are 4 days that Klai Yisrael fasted from after the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. In places that were far away from Eretz Yisrael, just like in places in Chutz La'aretz that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, keep 2 days of Yom Tov, the halacha should be that they should also keep 2 days for every fast day. They should have to fast every day. Each day, because we're not sure which day is Rosh Chodesh. That's the Michal Chinuch's question. So based on this question, it says that we don't find anywhere such a halacha. Nobody ever mentions. No, Rishonim and Acharonim mentioned that there should be any reason to fast for 2 days. So based on this question, the Mechas Chinuch says, very fundamental concept. The source for fasting on these specific days is the pasuk over here. The pasuk that the Gemara over here brings, which is the pasuk in Zechariah, Koyama Hashem Tzvokoy, Tzoy Meraviv, Tzoy Mechamishi, Tzoy Mashri, Tzoy Masiri. The pasuk, when it mentions that there was such a halacha that the Nevi'im and the Chachamim established that you should fast 4 days a year, pasuk mentions that there is a fast of the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, the tenth month. The pasuk doesn't mention any specific day within the month that you're supposed to fast. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean we fast the entire month. It means there's one day in the middle of the month that you're supposed to fast. It says in Minchas Chinuch, the takana, the original takana, that we should fast during these specific days, the takana wasn't said about a specific day of the month. The pasuk says there was a takana that you should fast. So you should fast a day, a certain day during the fourth month. Which day? It could really be any day. Any day you fast during the fourth month, you'll be yotze. Minchas Chinuch says, that if you would fast one day during that month, you've fulfilled this takonos, this mitzvah midrabon, to fast a specific month. It has to be one of those days in the month. But it doesn't have to be a specific day. Therefore, it says, Minchas Chinuch, there's no reason why you should have to keep 2 days of fasting. Because it's sake of the yom. Because since the halacha is that you really only have to fast one day in the month, so let's say you have to fast Asar B'Tavis. Or if you have to fast Shavuos B'Tammuz, you have to fast the 17th day of Tammuz, so you fast in Shavuos B'Tammuz. So what are you worried about? Maybe today wasn't really the 17th day of Tammuz. Maybe Rosh Chodesh was a day later, so today is only the 16th day of Tammuz. So far. So you didn't fast the 17th day of Tammuz, you fasted the 16th day of Tammuz. So the 16th day of Tammuz is also good. Because the halacha is, the ikur halacha is that it's only necessary to fast one day during this month. Therefore, explains Minchas Chinuch, true, we see this in Machlokes over here, in Machlokes Tanoim, which particular day of the month was the day that they fasted. It's not a fundamental Machlokes when the Chachamim decided what day we should decide should be a fast day. So we have Machlokes, is it the fifth day of Tevis, or is it the tenth day of Tevis? Says the Minchas Chinuch, really, there was one. The takana was to fast one day during Teves. You have to fast one day during Teves. So therefore, this machlokes is which day did the chacham later on the minig was to fast a specific day. So there are two choices: we could pick the 10th day of Teves because of what happened on that day, or we could pick the 5th day of Teves because of what happened on that day. Furthermore, the Minchas Chinuch says, if you notice in the Gemara says, what's Tzoyim Revi? The fast of the fourth month, which is Tammuz. The Gemara says that test for Tammuz. It says that this is the ninth day of Tammuz. What do you mean the ninth day of Tammuz? Shabbat Yehuv Ka'ir, because that's when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. Now we fast on the 17th day of Tammuz. We don't fast on the ninth day of Tammuz. Why do you fast on the 17th day of Tammuz? So the Gemara says in Tainus, because the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 17th day of Tammuz. Aye, the Gemara says that it was the ninth day of Tammuz. So the Gemara answers, really there are two different days, because do we know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed twice? There was the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The first day Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says clearly, well, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached the ninth day of Tammuz. But in the second Beis HaMikdash, it was on the 17th day of Tammuz. So it was on the 17th day of Tammuz, so Chacham or Keveh, we should fast after Churban Bayis Sheni, we should fast the 17th day of Tammuz. Says in the Minchas Chinuch, so what happened over here? The Takana, the original Takana Chacham to fast on Tammuz was not to fast the 70th day of Tammuz, because the Takana was originally after Churban Bayis Rishon, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. After the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the 17th day of Tammuz had no significance at all. The day they would fast was the ninth day of Tammuz, because that was what happened in the first Beis HaMikdash. It was only years later, after the Churban Bayis Sheni that happened on the 17th day of Tammuz, they decided they switched it to the 17th day of Tammuz. Says Mechatzin, you see here, this is a raya to my side. This is a raya that the Takanas Chachamim is only to fast on one day during the month, no specific day. So originally they fasted on the 9th day, and later on they decided that it was more appropriate after the Churban Bayis Sheni to fast on the 17th day of Tammuz. So therefore they changed it and they said it's the 17th day of Tammuz. This is the Yisoy, the Mechatzin, and it's also brought down on the bottom of the Mechatzin. This Yisoy already says, we can already find in Rishonim. They bring down the Ritva over here. It says this Yisoid in our Gemara, and the Yisoid is also said in a Tshuva from the Tashbitz in Chelik Beis Min Reish Ayin Aleph. So also, we've also find this Yisoid. This Yisoid is said over the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is a little bit different than the Menchas Chinuch because Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is coming to answer a different question. Reb Chaim is coming to answer the Beis Yosef, who brings down the Avodram. Famous words of the Avodram says, we know that whenever a fast day falls in on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av falls in on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. Shavuot B'Tammuz falls in on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. We push off the fast day till Sunday. However, the Avodram says that if Asar B'Tavis would fall in on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. The Metzias is, the way our calendar is set up today, Asar B'Tavis cannot fall on Shabbos. However, the Beis Yosef says that's why we fast when Asar B'Tavis falls in on Friday. We do fast on Friday, even though we know we usually don't put fast days on Friday. We know when Purim falls out on Sunday, then usually Tainis Esther is supposed to the day before Purim. It can't be on the day before Purim. When Purim is on Sunday, the day before Purim is Shabbos. So we would push it back a day to Friday. But we don't have the fast day on Friday either because we're not supposed to fast on Friday. It's not a good, the Gemara says that when you fast on Friday, then when you come into Shabbos, you're already very hungry. It's not Eidik Shabbos. So therefore, we push the fast back from Friday to Thursday. So if that's the case, we really shouldn't fast on a Friday, even Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis falls on a Friday, we shouldn't fast. However, Beis Yosef says, since Avodram says that even if Asar B'Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. So therefore, it's no worse that it falls on Friday, if it falls on Shabbos, so we'll fast on Friday. Now, the Avodram says the reason why we would fast on Asar B'Tavis and Asar B'Tavis falls on Shabbos is because the Pasuk says Asar B'Tavis is different, says Etzem Hayom Hazeh, specific incident happened on that day, an actual day. The question is, what exactly is the significance of that? It says Etzem Hayom Hazeh. So Reb Chaim says, this is the same Yisoy for the Minchas Chinuch. Says Reb Chaim, all other fast days, the Pasuk says, Tzayim Merevi, Tzayim Mechamishi, Tzayim Meshvi. The Pasuk doesn't say a specific day during the month. So any day during the month which you fast, you're Mekayim, the Takon, like the Minchas Chinuch says. Asar B'Teves is different. Asar B'Teves, it says Ve'etzem Yom Hazeh. The Pasuk says the specific thing happened on that day, and the fast day was to commemorate something that happened specifically on Asar B'Teves, so therefore you can only be Mekayim the fast of Asar B'Teves on the actual 10th day of Teves. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, if Shavuot B'Tammuz or Tisha B'Av or a different fast falls out on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. Because when it falls out on Shabbos, the fast on Sunday, there's no worse than fasting a different day. You don't have to fast on the 9th day of Av. You can fast on any day during the month. You're Mekayim the Takanos Chacham. However, when Asar B'Tavis falls out on Shabbos, you can't fast on Sunday, because if you don't fast on Shabbos, you're not Mekayim the actual Halacha. You're not Mekayim the Halacha of Etzim Hazeh. So therefore, we would have to fast on Shabbos if Asar B'Tavis would fall on Shabbos. That's the Yisoy for Reb Chaim. L'chayr Reb Chaim won't actually fit in the way the Minchas Chinuch learns this Gemara, because the Minchas Chinuch is using this Yisoy to explain Pshat in the Gemara over here, which is discussing Asar B'Tavis, and Reb Chaim is coming to say that Asar B'Tavis is a little bit different. Maybe we could possibly say an answer, but the Pashtus is that Reb Chaim does not fit with the Minchas Chinuch's interpretation of this Gemara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.